Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Demon Sea.
You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Is it on?
It's on.
Hang on. I got to begin. Can you hear that?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to get a drink.
Well, go and get a drink and I'll just do something. I mean, Mike's not here yet. What would you need a water or squash or something?
I'm fine. It's fine. I'm not really going to be like trying that hard, so it's okay.
But have you got any sweets or anything?
No. I did have some earlier.
What did you have?
What did I have?
What sweets did you have?
Starburst, I think they were.
I had some Starburst.
Sweets.
Well, that's fine. I mean, look at it. I mean, it's two men talking about Starburst, and this is. It's not going to get any better, is it?
I know. Yeah. And Mike, we're waiting for Mike to arrive. We just thought we'd get a head start because, you know, what else have we got to do with our life? So
yeah, there's nothing better to do, is there? I'm just going to fill my electronic pipe up, get myself ready for that. And
what are you filling it with?
The juice, Richard. The juice. The very fluid which keeps me alive. You understand?
Do you know what just happened to you that you'll love? It'll just make you angry that you don't have her in the UK.
Oh, what do you have?
Uber Eats in Ontario now deliver weed.
Have you ordered any yet?
No, because I'm not in Ontario.
Oh shit! Of course not. No, you're not.
They do have drive-through here, which is weird.
Well, we got Uncle Dean's. What was it, Uncle Dean's Weed Shack or whatever it was called? You mentioned previously, which
exactly? Yeah,
you know that
Uncle
that.
Dean's. He went to B&Q. We bought a shed, painted a sign on it, and then started selling
weed to people, which is a wonderful thing. Yeah, I mean they're kicking off over there. They're doing it properly. It's all regulated. It's very clever. And I think, you know, people are really going to enjoy that this winter when there's very little to
the edibles market is massive. This has become a podcast about weed in Canada.
Oh, God, you broke it. Can you hear me? This is going to be a great episode because I'm having the worst Wi-Fi connection. I'm connected by a bit of string.
Because you're downloading Michael Jackson's back catalogue on Spotify.
No, I'm not. I've turned all the Wi-Fi off. Everywhere else, right? Hang on.
Someone hijacking the Wi-Fi and playing that live or whatever.
So basically, if it rains, the Wi-Fi turns shit. And people don't believe me on this, but if it rains, the Wi-Fi just goes complete horseshit. So that's what I'm contending with at the moment. Slightly damp weather, not even actual rain. So you know, it's going to be a travesty tonight. Absolute travesty.
That's
take the rough with the smooth.
It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be worse. You know, could all be dead, couldn't we?
We could.
Yeah.
Let's do a list of things that could be worse than what we're right now.
Okay.
You go first and then we'll alternate.
Number one, get a pencil stuck up your bottom.
Number two, you're tootying down over a volcano.
Number three, slicing the underside of the phallus and then having to sit in a bucket of salt.
Number four, using a potato peeler on your eyeball.
Number five, pouring boiling hot water up your arsehole with a rubber tube.
Nice. Number six, shoving your cheese in one of those old school pencil sharpeners so that it's clamped to the desk.
Good.
And then just going for it.
Number seven, piercing both nipples, applying a chain across the front in a heavy metal style, tying the chain to a truck, then getting your friend to drive off in the truck.
Nice. Number eight.
Was this number seven? Was that number seven or number eight?
Seven. I think I was number eight. I think you're the even, I'm the odd.
Okay, go on.
Number eight, eating cut up barbed wire like chips.
Oh, good. Okay. Number nine. Number nine. Scientist injects you with a drug to knock you out. During the period of unconsciousness, he removes your testicles and your eyeballs and replaces your balls with your eyes and your eyes with your balls.
Yeah, that's good. Is it anesthetic?
Yeah, there's an anesthetic. Yeah, there's an anesthetic on it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Number 10. Are we on number 10?
Yeah,
number
10. I think you're number 11 now.
No, I'm the even, so you're the odds.
Okay. I thought I was number 10. Go on. Yeah, go on.
You did nine. Okay.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Just putting a whole wood axe up your ass.
Head first or handle first?
Head first.
Okay. What am I? Number 12.
Number 11. Your odds. I'm even.
Number 11, creating a zip slide made out of barbed wire, but then going down on your crotch, and it's across the River Wye.
Oh, cool. Number 12, eating the carcass of an animal. You can't work out what it is because it's been there for so long, but not cooking it. And it's chewy because it's been baking in the sun.
What am I now? Number 12.
You're 13 now. You're the odd. Okay, you're odd, so I'm evens, yeah.
Number 13, dressing up as a caveman and getting someone to use a large animal bone as a dildo on you.
should we do two more? I'll do 14, you do 15?
Okay, yeah, I'm happy to keep going, but yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
It's just that we've already named a lot of things to be grateful for that it could be worse. So, number 14, putting your feet in a fire and then falling asleep for 3 hours and then running a marathon.
That's good. So what am I
number charity for charity, so you feel the pressure that you have to keep going.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that is good.
Otherwise, they'll miss out on like £2,000.
What am I?
You're 15.
50.
Grand finale. Just make us all grateful for what we've got.
Okay, if you really want to be grateful for what you've got, dressing up as Harold Bishop from Neighbours, putting a corset on, and then filming yourself doing it with the exhaust pipe of a Range Rover.
And that's a lovely list of things to make you appreciate what you have in life.
So, you know, for those people, is this a paid one, this one, or is this a...
It's a paid one, but this will be coming in the preview bit before it goes to the paywall.
Right, so they've all got to hear, you know, what life is worth living, and we're really, you know, giving them what they want. Later on, of course, Michael, but big news as well, Rhys. Very big news for the all the fans out there, all six of them.
Yeah.
T-shirt news coming up. Don't want to let too much out yet. We did tease it a bit last week. Big T-shirt news, though.
Yeah. What is it?
Well, if you're looking to have a fire this winter.
There's something else to be grateful for. There's no more T-shirts to buy at the moment.
There you go. So that's going well. So, you know, that's doing all right. What other things can we? What else can we do to fill a bit of time until Mike gets here?
I found a clip of it says mystery moans on American Airlines flight haunts passengers and crew.
Oh,
some
wonderful.
Think it's ghosts, other thinks it's somebody else on the plane. Do you want me to play it?
Let's. I tell you what, in the style of ITV2, let's just tease that, and we'll come back to that later when Mike's here.
Yeah. Okay.
That, that'll fill it up a bit, you know.
Well,
I'll just check a minute. Hang on a minute. Let's just have a look. No sign of him yet.
No. Okay.
We could do it.
I'm sure he'll be here soon. What time did he say he was going to join?
He said we said 7:30, and he said he'd be here at 7:40. So he's 2 minutes late at the moment. So,
John, where did you go?
I had to leave the room, Jill. Excuse me, I had an accident. I some of the residual fluid came out. I had to clean myself up. I literally had to leave the room for 5 minutes to get some tissue paper. I've managed to mop most of it up now. It's perfectly clean. I'm sure we can all calm down and begin with the rest of the episode, which I'm sure will be an incredible treat for those listeners this week, Rhys, because as we know, something very special is about to happen. You see, I have an announcement to make, Rhys.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Quack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming paywall. Twice the clag. Twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Claghound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.